This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Two students in El Paso County are facing charges after allegedly participating in false threats to schools. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
The minors are from different schools, and according to the El Paso County Sheriff's Office, school resource officers said the students allegedly shared false or misleading information on social media. In a statement, Sheriff Joe Roybal said the actions caused unnecessary fear among students, parents, and teachers. He also encourages parents to talk to their kids about the importance of speaking up when they see or hear anything concerning. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
A Jefferson County man faces felony charges after allegedly shooting a teenager last week. Brent Metz is a council member in Mountain View, a town west of Denver. The shooting occurred after a resident told police she saw two trespassers on her property. She also called Metz, her boyfriend. The victim and his friend were trying to get permission to take pictures on the property. They told police that Metz drove up to them with a gun and shot the 17-year-old in the face. The boy survived, but with serious injuries. Metz is due in court next month. Coloradans can now compare costs for more than 260 health care services at facilities statewide. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The Center for Improving Value in Health Care has updated its Shop for Care tool. It's a one-stop shop that lets consumers compare quality and prices across 150 hospitals and facilities. The nonprofit's Carrie Frank says the tool often helps people find affordable options that they might otherwise miss.
Colonoscopies can be as low as $500 and as high as $5,000. I mean, that's something, you know, everybody should be getting. Don't want to be hindering people from getting a preventive service like that.
The data is based on commercial claims submitted by health insurance payers to the Colorado All-Payer Claims Database. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
It's almost the start of fall, and Colorado is getting cooler. We'll catch up with Denver 7's Mike Nelson in just a few minutes. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.